Yeah, and it's not saying that the small groups were set in stone, like Dr. Nassim is saying. Like, it's not that we set them today and no one's allowed to do anything between now and next September. People add, people move, this and that. But, like, those are exceptions. But the general, okay, is the lifespan is 1 year, and we five, we're together for 1 year. So we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and this is our vision, and our goal is this and that. And our goal is that 1 year from now, that, like, maybe, for example, there'd be one small group that looks at, like Abuna said, a particular group of lost people. Like, I know of a small group of guys, of like four guys, and they, when they were younger, were kind of and kind of lost, and then they kind of came back, but all their friends with the same group, is still way out there. So they kind of said their goal is to get those guys. So that's a vision. Okay, so in 1 year from now, our vision is that at least three of those guys would be here with us. You know what I mean? So there may be some moving within the year, but hopefully, like, the general is 1 year. About the leader. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
When I was about this point about with the number and another part of the saying it has to be maximum 6 or 8.
No, I didn't say it has to be maximum, but in my opinion, the most effective, okay, is when it's between 4 and 8. Like, the small group is the best. It can survive with 9 or 10, okay, but it's not the ideal. The ideal is, like in that 4 to 8, really in the 6 kind of range. So when we start at 6, then hopefully we're growing. Okay, we're growing, and we get to 10, boom. Now we know it's time that we can split off. And the good thing is, when you get to 10, you split into two groups, and it's not two groups of 2. You know what I mean? Like, it's two groups of 5. So, like, five can carry each other. You know what I mean? So it's not, like, set in stone. And different groups kind of have different, you know, numbers. But that's just a general idea. Okay? Andrew in the back, do you? Okay. Someone up here had a Sherry and then Andrew. Yeah.
I was just going to say, like, as I think I guarantee everyone that people in their group know other people who would be in a small group, mm-hmm. but, you know, they're not connected for some reason. So as you grow, you split and you tell, okay, invite these two people.
Right.
And then now you've got two mm-hmm. normal sized groups.
Exactly. And in addition to that, I'll just add one thing, is that splitting puts the burden on you as a leader. Very easy for me as a leader to say, look, I got 10 people in my group. I don't have time to do outreach. You know what I mean? Like, look, my group is full. Look at all the people. So when we split you, now you have 4 people. You know what I'm saying? Now you feel like you have to do something. Okay, I'll give you the main thing.
Is the main goal to serve our community, our church community? Or, like, here's the other question. Is it sufficient for me to form, like, a small group just in my neighborhood, like moms in my neighborhood?
I think that's a great idea. But what I would say is, okay, the first thing, is the main goal to serve our church community? I say the main goal is to serve God, okay? And God puts on different people's hearts different, like, things. So, like, some people, like I said, those 4 guys, what's on their heart is those 6 lost kids that they grew up with, and that's who, you know what I mean? So, for them, maybe that's their primary purpose, okay? Because they feel that's what God is calling them. Maybe for you, you live out in the middle of nowhere, something like that, and you feel like God has put on my heart my neighborhood. Great. Let's make a small group of them. Like, we even have a small group, like, in the school of the teachers, you know, and, like, that's a great thing, okay? So it's not a matter of small groups have to be like this. In fact, many people, and Sherry can probably attest to that in her small group, are not even members of the church, but they're on their way to baptism, and some have reached baptism, and Andrew as well. Okay, half of Andrew's small group wasn't members of the church a year ago, and we baptized half of them already. So it's something where someone started to get closer to the church and wanted to learn more and wanted, like, connected to a small group, and took that next step there. So what I would say is our primary purpose is to serve God, and as a small group, we have a vision of what God is leading us to. And some people, it's the moms in the neighborhood.
Okay. It doesn't have to be affiliated with the church.
No, it should still be affiliated with the church, okay? What I mean by that is it's not only restricted to people who are Coptic Orthodox Christians.
The teaching and everything. The church,
yeah, right? And it's still the curriculum of the church. And like, as a church, we would love to have missionary small groups out there. You know what I mean? And actually, every group should be that way. But some groups feel called to outreach to, you know, other Coptic people who are lost. Great. Some people feel called to, like, for example, on the college campuses. We have students who are Coptic who do small groups there, and they invite their, you know, friends who are, you know, Buddhist and things like that. And I've gone to the Coptic club at UVA, and I think the girl was Buddhist or whatever she was, or like whatever. That's great. And she's like an attending member of that. Okay?
I was just going to say, I think it's nice to mix, because if you don't mix, all of the burden is on you. And how is, like, the six members from your neighborhood going to know the church and know Christ through just you?
So right.
It is nice, and, you know, I know that sometimes we have this stigma, oh, I can't mix my work and my church life, or my neighborhood and my church life, but, you know, people at church really aren't that weird. And,
right.
You know, we can.
Right.
And I think it helps, because the one neighbor might actually click. You know, like in my group, one of the, you know, the people who's, one of my coworkers clicks with Christine Mollesy more than she
right.
clicks with me. So it's, you know, just
right.
mixes.
Absolutely. Maybe.
For
each group, it'll be different people. Okay, so like for your specific group, I would say that's between Dr. Nassim and Rabunim Shoy. We'll sit together and figure that out. Okay? And I don't know who else they'll have with them, if they have anyone else. Ms. Leah.
I had a bad experience with small group kind of because of the commitment level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's something about young women around a certain age, career, and everything. How in the world do you get them to sign a contract? How long can somebody just be attending forever and never sign a contract and float in and out?
I'll be honest with you. I think no. And I see that in the church sometimes. That some people want to attend church and listen to the sermon and listen to the Bible study week after week after week after week. And there comes a point in time you say, look, man, like, what's the decision here? And I'm not saying we have them on a timetable and we're timing them, but there has to be progress, okay? And sometimes, like, what I would say for that specific situation is that you and the small group need to determine what's the answer to that question. And, you know, we can guide you or whoever can guide you, but it's really a specific thing. Like, in the high school, I can see very, very clearly the young kids, no. Like, we can, you know what I mean? No, you have to be committed and
yeah.
things like that.
I mean, see, that's, Abuna, like, it comes down to the nitty-gritty, rides, location.
What I'm saying is,
we're not complaining, but I'm just saying, like,
I understand what you're saying.
These are, like, the central, like, issues that affect the attendance, effect,
right.
the attitude, the morale. Everything.
But there still has to be a level of commitment, and the smart leader has to make it as convenient as possible, okay? So if I see, like, before I make the commitment set in stone, I see with the group, no one here drives, when's convenient for the parents? And if I'm smart, I talk to the parents themselves. I don't just talk to the students. And if I see that all my kids, this and that, you know what I mean? I make the commitment to match the particular group. And, like I said, it's not Hitler. If the kid wants to come and then the mom decided she's not taking the kid, like, we have flexibility. But there has to be a fence. There has to be some consequences for crossing the fence. Okay? So what I would say for your particular one is, like, it's really dependent on the specific nature of the people inside. But you should not be scared to hold people to a high level of commitment, because that's ultimately the only way people are going to grow, is when we push them and we say, like, isn't that the way, what the church does with us? We all complain about fasting, and we hate the fast, and we hate Wednesdays, and we hate Fridays, and we hate this and that. And the church says, no, you should keep it. Now, sometimes people are sick, and they, you know, they can't, okay, that's one thing, but, like, the church will never lower its standard on us.
Can I just make a recommendation?
Sure.
Can you kind of, like, put together, like, a suggested contract?
Absolutely,
like that?
Absolutely.
So
we have one. John has one. Yeah. John has one. Do you want to say something, John?
Yeah, I was going to say, in general, like, with all the group leaders, we're going to be more available at least monthly or every other month to start addressing some of these issues that you're seeing month to month and
yeah.
help you get towards a goal or help form a goal. And in terms of locations, which for everybody is such a big issue, like, our criteria was different before, so locations didn't play a part in the way that we put small groups together. It was who could get along the most, who had the most in common.
Right.
Definitely.
And like John is saying, what you're going to see is that when we match the location, the people may not get along as way, like, that, when that's not their high priority, the groups would be much, much more successful. Like, the awkwardness between the groups actually contributes to the success of a group, believe it or not. Okay? When a group knows each other, like me and these three guys, every week we get together, we talk about sports. You can put a Bible in front of us and we try, but the conversation always goes back to sports. But when there's a new guy, at least like you're embarrassed in the beginning to talk about, you know what I mean? So you stick to whatever. Cam's had his hand up for a while.
What's the rule? What's going to be the rule about people dropping off one group joining another?
I would say that's something that should be done at like the next level up from you. Okay, so the leader, you know, can, like, I'm saying if you see that someone wants to do that and there's a good reason or something like that, come let us know and we can make that decision. But if it's something like there has to be a good, valid reason, and sometimes there will be and it makes sense, but sometimes it's just an uncommitted person just going to hurt another group, okay? And that's the last thing that we want is for that to happen. So it really depends. But it's the kind of thing, if you see it, come let us know and we can make that, we can discuss it together and get your input.
What if somebody just stops coming for a few weeks and then, you know, a month later you find out he joined another group that his friends are in that?
I hope that never happens. Okay?
It happened.
If it did happen, it's because we didn't have good communication. And what should have happened is as soon as person X showed up to my small group and he's not on my list, I welcome him. Hi, how are you? Why are you here, buddy? And he says whatever he wants to say. Okay, sit down, and then as soon as the meeting finishes, I contact, we communicate, we figure out what's going on here. Okay, so it's a sign that we didn't have a good communication network in place. Okay? Shafiq.
How about the group with the kids, that they have kids and they ruin them?
The group that have kids and they ruin them? Welcome to the club, I don't know. That's the kind of thing that, you know, I mean, but I'm sure you have kids that ruin your, I mean.
Well, we do women and our husbands take care of the children and the husbands do another meeting.
Wow.
It's very hard to have a meeting with the children. Or I feel like.
I wouldn't say it's not hard. It's probably impossible.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't. You do that, though. They do that.
Oh, you do?
We have a couple's group. Yeah.
You have kids there?
And everybody, we have five couples.
Wow. No, but hers are a little bit older. They can play. Yeah. No, but his age is different than your age. Like his. Yeah. No. Anyone want to volunteer to take care of Paul? Right, at that age, yeah. When you're talking about like 11 and 12 year old kids, he's talking about like two, and he's in trouble. Yeah, he's in trouble. Yes, Heidi.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Vienna Park is not a small group.
It's a diocese.
It's a diocese.
I would say every group needs to kind of figure out what works for them. Yeah, yeah. Yes, Dr. Raheem.
About location, although many groups like to have houses and comfortable there, some people prefer the church, even for that small group, because it's a place where everybody who is knows where it is. It's not changing it. So would you consider that? The reason I thought about it is I have friends who when I talk to them about small group, they say, yeah, we have small group in our church. So would you consider people would like to
meet in church?
Small group in church because it might be preferable to them.
Some groups do. Yeah. I know some high school groups do.
But if you're trying to bring people from outside and those people are not Coptic Orthodox, it becomes a little awkward for them to have to come to a church. And
the
option is there for anyone who wants, but
it's not first choice.
It's not the best choice because it takes away the intimacy of the group and things like that. It is there, and people who want to meet.
Yeah.
And there are already a couple of groups that are meeting in the church.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, is that everything is possible, okay? But it's definitely not the preferred choice for many, many reasons of, like, comfort and intimacy, as well as just logistics, okay? There's no room in the church that's as nice as sitting on the couch and, you know, and then the food and the shay and the coffee, and it just creates more of, like, a fellowship when it's in homes. Also, in addition to that, like, I mean, the church is not an empty place by any means, and there's always activities going on and just all kinds of different hesa and things like that, and so it's not the preferable. I would say do your best to not do it there, but if necessary, we can discuss.
If this group meets in the stairway,
it'd be tough to invite new people to the stairwell. But that's okay. Yes, Nermeen had her hand up. Look at it this way, okay? That it's not cutting them off and throwing them away, okay? But it's redefining their status, okay? When I look at a group and I say, okay, these five are small groups, I would probably be the first one to tell you. I don't consider outreaching these people or calling these people because I know they're taken care of in a small group. But when I know that someone is attending like once a month or once every 2 months, something like that, that person requires more attention. So what I would say is this person, maybe you need to move them from member to someone that we want to bring in. But don't consider them, if they attend once every 2 months, as a member. Like, they need someone to go get them, and they need someone to outreach them. Whereas the members are a different story. You know what I mean? So it's not about cutting them off and throwing them away. It's about, I want a piece of paper that says, these are the members of my group, and I want to know that these four names, okay, even if there's only four names, these ones are attending, and they're active, and they're participating, and they're actively involved in the life of the koinonia. They're actively involved. And if they're not, I need to know it so that I can develop a strategy, okay, to address that. Okay? Sherry.
I found something that helps with that is having the members call those people and, like, go hang out, have coffee with those people that come once every time.
Right.
Something, and that helps the person feel more like they should be coming and that they need it.
Right. Very good. John.
I think with groups being made up of different people, like, there's going to be less, like, there's not a comfort necessary with everybody being able to certain expectations. And, like, if the group is a body, like, your arm can't show up for, like, a month. It can't just not show up. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes on for so long, but you can only not be without that arm for so long. Mm-hmm. You know, it's either got to be in or out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is maybe for your particular group, the definition of commitment is going to be different, okay? And that's, I'm not trying to tell you how to do it, but, like, I would say your group may be a little bit more of the exception, but, like, we have to hold them to a high level of commitment, okay? And that's going to be different for everyone, but... That's when we need to sit together, okay, or maybe you need to sit with Boom Choi or whoever and address it and say, with this particular person, what's the best thing? Maybe we say, this particular person's not coming because they don't fit in this group. Let's move them to another group. Or we say, this particular person needs to be outreached by so-and-so. Or maybe this particular person needs a visit from Abuna himself. But we can't just leave the name and say, inshallah, okay? We need to know this person is not where they need to be and something needs to happen. Exactly.
They're like work, you know, it's a work issue, and but they still want to be on the email, they still want to be part of the group. Then the other people think, well, they don't have to be committed.
Yeah.
And then the whole group problems.
I need to know.
It's very hard to tell somebody you can't be part of
it. The thing is, when it's a small group, okay, we're not coming necessarily just for ourselves, but maybe for others. Like, maybe one Monday night, I don't want to come, and I'm busy, this and that. But I need to go there because Peter needs, like, a group of friends right there. But for me, it's busy. So, you know, whatever. And if I do that, and then the next time Sherry does that, and the next time Peter does that, you know what I mean? It definitely becomes contagious. I need to know that Peter's coming when it's inconvenient for him, so I'm going to come when it's inconvenient for me. Because just like I needed Peter there, and I'm glad that he came, despite he was working late, that he pushed himself, that maybe it's going to be vice versa this time. Very good. That's a good strategy. That's a good strategy. She said that they had in their group some people who wouldn't attend. So Tanta Watsif called them and said, next small group meeting is at your house. Okay? See, that's when you identify that a person is not where they need to be, you do something like that. But if it's just a name, that's... Someone over here. Dr. Mahab.
Are you
saying
you want to talk about the creation?
Yeah, that's the next slide. Eventually we'll get there. Absolutely. And here's our goal with the... Can I move on to curriculum? And then the rest of the questions I'll take at the end. Okay? So, here's our thing with curriculum. The goal with the curriculum is going to be that there are times and seasons where we all do one thing together, okay? And maybe that is once per year, at most twice per year, okay? But probably like one campaign that we're going to do, and we have a campaign that's coming up soon. I'll talk about that. And at that point in time, everyone on the same page, no questions about curriculum. This is the curriculum that we're going to do, okay? Now, the rest of the year, after that, you as a leader have some flexibility, and you can, like, we'll have a list of curriculum available, and you can choose, and you can read feedback and see. So we want to have both, a mix of we do what the church does, okay, all at the same time, and then there's other times that the girls' group, the ladies' group is doing this book, and then this men's group is doing the book of whatever. So mix of those two. Like Abunim Shoy said, for the past several months, we have been developing our own in-house materials. Okay, maybe, do you want to talk about that? Okay. Do you want to mention anything about it now?
Well, it's very important that you're welcome to add any materials suggest a book or anything like this. But it's like we don't have to discover that because it comes in the end. A small group leader came and introduced that book, and that book is not Orthodox, not a good book. Where did you get this from? They came up with this book. Especially the Arabic. I'm talking about the Arabic people because we never had a curriculum, like Arabic curriculum, and we lagged for that, and that's why we, let everyone does his own. But now, we had Abuna Aliyah recorded like 10 sessions. Dr. Magdi recorded more than 40 sessions. We had Dr. Amuna recorded parenting like 17. Fahim's going to record another 17. I'm going to have huge materials available. And actually, most of them are already in the website, right? Like if you go to like the small groups and like underneath, you're going to find basically a video. Watch the video. And there is like outline. We did that. We did like the video, the outline, questions for discussion. And you have at least 50 to 60. That's going to cover you for more than a year. You want to study a book, that's fine, but just let us know about it, okay? And maybe it's a great book. We can actually share it with other groups and actually put it on the website as part of the material. There is a list of materials we can use. As I said before, because it was our fault, that's why we couldn't like go forward very strongly with small groups. They didn't have curriculum. But we have curriculum now, and we're working actually on adding that more and more. We have a good, strong curriculum, and actually we're making our own. We're being creative in it a little by little. Yeah. We were focusing so much on the groups starting, but now enhancing the small groups and the curriculum, all of this. And it's very important. Even the curriculum that we did, give us the feedback. If it's not good, tell us, the video is too long, the voice is not good, the structure is not good, just tell us your feedback. It's very, very important. Especially because we did something that we did not test or anyone. We didn't have any guinea pigs to do that on. So everybody is a guinea pig right now. Especially the Arabic curriculum. I'm talking about the Arabic curriculum. Okay? So that's the curriculum. Malish Hakelim Kida, the structure of the small group. We start off. Some people try to start up with songs, prayer. There is two forms of prayer must be there, okay? The traditional prayer, or whether it's the Akbaya prayer, or just the Thanksgiving and something like this, that everybody prays together, okay? That's the communal prayer. Could start with that, but there is an individual prayer that should
like in the end of each small group, and that's very important, and we put it in the curriculum, everyone must pray a prayer, even if it's the word, thank you God for today. But you have to go in a circle, and everyone prays. That is the kenonia. Everyone participates in talking, in discussion, and in prayer, even if someone would say just two words. So there is the communal prayer in the beginning. Some people wanted to do the Agbeya part of it, singing, whatever it is. But in the end, every single person must pray. And we encourage short to pray, because especially with girls, they can just go on and on and on. It takes like forever. So we encourage short prayers. Not something superficial or not intimate, but at the same time, it doesn't have to be 2-3 hours. You know, that's the beauty, actually, of the single gender, you know, small groups. You know, if you're a small group like with guys and girls, yeah, God help the guys, yeah, and listen to all the prayers. It's going to be very...
It's a very good point for Sabuna, because some people can pray for 10 minutes.
I know.
Prayer under button.
Make it part of the contract. Have someone charge the timing.
In my group, some can pray for 15 minutes. And others, it's best to pray because you cannot do that. So it has to be balanced.
Yeah. And the air condition of the room also must be in the contract. Okay, so beginning with, you know, some social time, and starting on time and finishing on time, especially the older groups. Starting on time, finishing on time is a must. You know, all the groups, you know, it's respecting its commitment is everything. Start, we have a plan, fellowship for 5-10 minutes. We start regardless if we have one person or 10. That's part of the commitment. We go on with the curriculum, the discussions, everything timed. Then pray. In the end, after we pray, we conclude. Some people want to stay, they stay. Some people want to leave, they leave. It's up to them. But like the official session is over. Okay? So that's the curriculum, guys?
Does all the church have the same curriculum together?
Yeah, but you can... No. We have... like so many, you choose whatever you want from what we have. Like you have 60. You want to do number 50 today. Number 51. And some of them is like groups. Kola Dr. Magdi Nagib, he recorded most of them. Abuna Aleya, part of them. And we're getting actually more people to record like our own. Like we're doing our own. And even with the campaign for the entire church, you remember the 40 days of purpose, 40 days of community? We're coming up with... what Abuna is going to talk about. Yeah. Our own. Oops.
Yeah. But before I do, John Kenton.
No? It's on the web? On the website? Oh, okay. We need actually, John. We need to make some DVDs of that, the video curriculum.
I started making, they take a lot of time. So
okay. We will have them. We'll have them available on DVDs.
I would say start with like it's up to you, but I would say, you know, for like logistical things, you know, you can definitely just go to John and all hopefully.
If I have a problem with the group, like with a first thing for with a first thing, and I want to talk to one of you about
either one of us, like whichever one, you feel is the most appropriate. Like if it's people that is you know confessed to what I'm showing, he knows the group intimately, like go there. If it's you know people like it's either one. There's no hierarchy.
Why are we studying a series of discussions and something going on in the church? Is it going to be
something?
Something going on in the church, like any feast or something. So we have this series and talk about what's going on in the church.
No, I don't understand. Yeah,
he's saying like if. Yeah, he's saying like if there's a you're saying like if there's a if we're studying a certain curriculum, yeah, and then a feast comes. The thing is, as much as you're flexible, okay, like there's no rules in that one. Absolutely, it's what we do with like the Bible study. Like for example, we're studying the life of David now in the Bible study, but then that, like, something, I can't remember, the Virginia Tech thing happened or whatever. So that week we talked about Virginia Tech and how all things work together for those with God. When Abraham came one time, forget about Life of David, you know, something about mission, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
If you're meeting and it's the day of the Feast of the Transfiguration, you want to talk about that differently?
Absolutely.
So everything is flexible. We said just, you know, main lines, but we're definitely flexible around that. But what we're saying is don't take a book out of nowhere and start that, you know, for months and months, and we have no idea about that. Yes. Church book or club book, yeah.
Yeah, you know how we always
book club. Yeah. We will start to integrate all these things in small groups. Yeah, and we will start to include actually Sunday talks in the small groups. Like, we're working on that.
We did it with boundaries.
Yeah. Boundaries, مثلا, in Light and Life, small groups are studying that already.
It's already in the course.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing, because sometimes we're reading like 3-4 books at a time. So.
Yeah. No, we're trying now to integrate yani everything together. But it's defeating the purpose of sharing, you know?
I mean, once, مثلا, every 2 months, مش عظيمي, yeah. Just in case.
Hey, بعد TV. We're going to get you that on the TV. The DVD is going to have the speaker on the TV. Let's say. So if you're having the speaker come to your group, we record that, and you can just... Do you want to show us an example of the curriculum? Do you have internet?
Yeah.
What do you want to show? I have everything.
What?
You have internet access?
Yeah, we're
okay, like show them the small group materials.
This is English.
Okay, go to the Arabic one.
Okay.
Arabic. Choose Masalan Fi so far. These three...
this is let me download one. The discussion questions are just you can download and print them. And then the videos, this is like the English the Boundaries series, and you can play them online or download them. And they're gonna load here too, just give me a second. Are all the videos from OpenLA?
This is the Arabic curriculum. You have the questions already online. You have the questions and the video. So you play the video and open the question, print it, and give to everyone that like the question and the discussion questions. You should definitely get the discussion sheet, print it, give it to everyone, and yani this is what it is. Okay? And
with the boundary series, the intent is that you either attend the talk on Sunday, or if you missed it, you watch it online before you come. Mm-hmm. I think you're a woman lady, you watch it during the group, right?
Right. Yeah, the small groups in Arabic, they're all 15 to 20, very few 30 minutes, but most of them like around 15 to 20 minutes at the most. Okay, we play kind of one of them.
If you actually go to the video, you can play it full screen.
This was recorded especially, and actually because people love the Bible, we did a lot from the, like most of these on the Bible. Yeah, and this is collusion. Ephesians, topic about love from 1 Corinthians 13, and different books from the Bible. So it is integrating definitely using the Bible in that.
I just wanted to show them if they can play it. You can download it here. And you can also, when it comes up, you can play it full screen.
You put any disk inside and then push download?
No, it's a little bit more.
Download it to your computer.
She wants to play it on her TV.
I mean, we could try it.
you have six people, it's easier to gather on the TV.
First thing, you the printout, you can print from the internet. That's the best way because everybody could get it there instead of it's lost. DVDs, because it takes a lot of time to download, we'll have them ready.
The other option, too, is the group members to watch ahead of time and everything is available online. People can watch ahead of time and the bulk of the time will be spent on discussing.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And instead of watching during the talk, if everybody can watch it, at home or on their own, and then they, when they gather, discuss it. That's even much better.
How long did each video?
As I said, it's like this is 10 to 20 minutes. Is it working? I have something prepared.
It's up to you.
I could do something very good.
It's up to you.
No, we want to finish up here. Yes, quickly.
Is there going to be more specialized training for the different groups?
Yes, absolutely.
Like for the high school groups?
At the different levels, absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. That's something we're going to work on very soon.
Hagar?
Absolutely.
He wants to go through the website.
Okay. You want to go through? Which? You go through it. You know it better.
Everything is available at stmarkdc.org. If you go to leader research, if you just go to small group, it's where everybody, if you know somebody that wants to join, that's interested in joining, they can join online. Okay, and we actually get assigned and we'll talk to you about placing them in a group. And then under leader resources, the video from today will be up for those that missed it. Okay, and also that's a place where you can take attendance. I can't stress enough how important it is. I want to kill myself with attendance, please. I'll let Abuna talk about it. He'd say it better.
This is our only way to know which group is going well. If I want to know if a certain person attends small group or not, how do I know?
And if you can probably email me, you can get on the web and probably take attendance. It's very easy. Very, very, very easy to take attendance. So if you're able to actually work an email, it's just as easy to get on here and do the attendance. Also on here is an opportunity to serve outside of the church. There's a prison ministry that is available. You can get more information there. And it's only for college and above groups. I work for high school. And then like Abuna said, under Arabic and English, there are resources now where you can watch videos and there's discussion questions there. Right now they're using Light and Life as a small group series. And they're using the Boundary series. So if you attend Light and Life, you've got the talk. There's questions there that your group can go through. And as we add more, we'll be putting them up so that they're always available and always there.
And we printed this brochure that you have in your hand because it gives all the vision and the mission that we talked about in that simple form, and it has, you know, like a card that you can rip off and just write the name for anyone who wants to join. We're printing one in Arabic, yeah. Okay. Are you
Marie? Are there any non-video based workshops?
None what?
Non-video based.
Thank you.
Yeah, there is. A lot. Yes. A lot. Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I walk away with a very clear understanding of what the vision is.
Can we do it individually, or is something going to help everyone?
I think it'll help everyone.
Okay, what? Okay. So you want a briefing, or what?
No, I just want to like go through the elements really quickly. So it's not supposed to be a person lecturing. It's just the discussion part is what you're looking for.
Everything we said is traditional, what we said before. It's for sharing life together. The purpose is not lecturing. It's just a discussion group. Everyone is growing. There is a commitment level that we have to emphasize on contract. And at the same time, the group should grow, must have fruits. By the fruits, you know them. Group that doesn't grow spiritually or in number or anything, why stay, you know? So splitting is always, you know, or changing things. So the lifespan from now on is 1 year. We never applied that before. There were groups for years and years and years. That's not going to happen. Even if I change 2-3 people here, 2-3 people there, but there must be refreshment every single year. At least for refreshment of, you know, blood, you know, refreshment of, you know, it's needed, okay? And the goal of each group is to grow, to have a vision, grow in that, add people, and division by addition. They're going to outreach together. They're going to get more people. They're going to serve together. They're going to join a ministry. You come up with a vision. But the main thing that we need is you must have new people to grow spiritually and have more people. You want to add 10 more to your vision? Feel free to do that. It's your own. But you must have at least these two. Okay? Khalas, questions? Sharif. Oh yeah, we can give you. We will give each group. It's very easy. Can each give each you? Tell us. I need people. We'll give you 10 names.
And sort them by.
Sort them by anything you want. Of course, the you know, we're not gonna stop talking to each other. Of course, no. It's good to meet. You get just to meet more people. Okay. Last thing that we're going to say here in the small groups is, as I said, the curriculum we do. Everyone does chooses whatever curriculum here. But once or twice a year, as Abuna said, we're gonna have like a big campaign that we all together work on that. So there is a big campaign coming up. We're working on, it's our own campaign, the production of St. Mark, and it's called Commercial, the 12 campaign, the 12 campaign. 12 campaign, you can see it, you know, having one accord, you know, and the campaign is just 2 months, so you can look at it like this. Or the 12 apostles and living the apostolic life. Okay? And it's going to kick off on October 14th. We want to be all together with, you know, with one heart doing that. That's supposed to help us a lot with the small groups and having the mission and the vision of small group. And as I said, you know, living that apostolic life. Okay? So we're very looking forward. There is a lot of work. We're working on that actually for at least the past 6 months on that campaign in order to make it like our own campaign. So you're going to hear very soon, see some commercials and things like this and advertising about the 12 campaign. So we want you to help and encourage that and adopt that when we start. Okay? So when we do the 12 campaign, everyone is one accord, you know, in that for 2 months.
بالعربي.
مش الاثنى عشر لا اللي في البطن لا.
The main point of the campaign, just so you know, is just like it sounds like, is it's about the apostles living the apostolic life, exactly what we just talked to you about, living the life of community. We want to try to figure out, we want to do it together, what the Church of the Apostles looked like, and make sure that we look like that as well. So we're going to study how the early apostolic age, how they, you know, how they worshiped God together, and their life inside the church, and how they fellowship together, and things like that, and how they lived life together. We're going to study, you know, the olden days there a little bit to make sure that we're going in the same line as the apostolic church. So it's like reliving the apostles. That's what I'm trying to do, is recreating the life of the early church, the apostles.
That will be like in the church. That's
one of those ones where we expect everyone on board, where on Sunday, like, you know, light and lightning will be about that. I'm sure we'll give the Arabic sermon about that. Small group curriculum will be about that. Like, everything is focused. Your kids will be hearing about that in Sunday school, and you'll be hearing about it. And so it's like the whole, because I mean, if we're going to study the apostles, they did everything together. So for these 2 months, we're all together. After that, this group wants to study the book of Ruth. This group wants to study book of Joshua. This group wants to read this book. This, you know what I mean? So we want you to have that flexibility, but once a year, probably going to be once a year, at most twice a year, but like something where we all come together.
But from now until October 14th, everything is still the same until October 14th.
We're going to launch, like we're going to start announcing during September, is we're going to announce, like, we're starting small groups. Everyone must sign up for a small group. So we'll do that through the month of September. We should be announcing that very soon and distributing, like, these forms. Like, this is ready. This was just arrived today, actually. It was delivered to this place. So we will announce, have everyone sign up. And even you encourage the people who are in your small group to sign up, you know, and to say, you know, that we want to continue to be in a small group. Because we want them to do it willingly. Before we pushed people, when we pushed people, they didn't come, they didn't commit. We don't want to do that anymore. I'd rather have only 2 small groups instead of 20 that non-functional.
But the Reverend, there's some people already in small groups who will not sign. Some of them will not sign.
We will be clear to tell them, even if you're in a small group, we're launching small groups all over. We will explain that to people, and you explain it to them. Like, you have to sign up, and we will, yani, a lot of, as you said, a lot of groups, they're not in the same location. So we're going to mind the location. So some people in that small group, they might join another small group that's in their location. Better than, you know, they're driving just to be with their friends. You start doing, keep going until, you know, we tell you, like, this is your new small group, and we tell people, this is your new small group, and like, you continue to do that.
And every group needs to meet, like, pretty soon. Like, so, you know, Budim Shoya will sit with Dr. Nassim and those leaders, and you know, I'll sit with, like, the high school, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to have to figure out an implementation plan of what, but until you hear anything, like, continue. But hopefully within the next week or two, we need to really figure out how we're going to do this, and we're all doing it together. So that all the adult small groups are doing the same thing. Wrap up the following week, and then, you know what I mean?
So we're all
the
same. Suggestions. Why don't we start with the leaders first? Like, during these 2 weeks, you figure out which leaders you want. And then we, you know.
Each group, yeah, we'll figure out what's the best way to do that. You know, so, like, we'll be contacting you guys soon.
Actually, after we conclude here, maybe we, you know, some people want to discuss special things about special small groups. We can do that on the side, but I think we have to leave soon. That's the conclusion there. Okay. Okay, so let's conclude with a prayer.